We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we are finishing up the sugya of Tam Ke'ikir. We learned that there's a pasuk Mishras by Nazir teaches us that a piece of bread soaked in wine is aser. And this machlok is what we learn out from there. Rabbi Kiva learns out from Mishras the din of Hetem Mitzdarif L'Isser. That means that if you have a piece of Heter, you eat together or a piece of Isser, all together, Kazayis, the loch is Yechayiv, Hetem Mitzdarif L'Isser. And according to the Rabban Chachamim, we learn out from this pasuk Tam Ke'ikir. That the loch is that if you have a tam in something, it's ke'ikir. According to Rashi, it becomes aser mamish. For example, you soak grapes in water, it's tam ke'ikir. And according to Rabbi Kiva, how do you know tam ke'ikir? Because the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Kiva has to hold tam ke'ikir because that's the first step before hetam starf l'isser. That's easier to learn out. So how do we know tam ke'ikir? So we learn out l'maisa from ge'ule nachrim. Rabbi Kiva learns out from this that you have to kasher. Goyisha kalim is a raya that blias, that taste and that's absorbed in the keli is a problem. So you see, tam ke'ikir, that's Rabbi Kiva's drasha. And the halacha is that tam ke'ikir is all in the whole Torah. Why make kavachaymer? If Noze has tam ke'ikir, kavachaymer everything else. And same thing we learn from Guli Nachrim. And the question the Gemara asked is, why don't we learn out from Nazir, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Kala Torah Kula has a din of Heter Mistarf Lisser? That if you have a piece, a half a kazayis of chelim, and half a kazayis of something else that's Mistarf, how do you know? Why don't you learn out from Nazir? Why don't we learn out from Nazir that Heter Mistarf Lisser called Torah Kula? That was Mara's question. Mara answers, that's what we ended up yesterday on top of the Amid, because it's Nazir and Chata Shnei Ksum Von Keach, and you can't learn out when you have two psukim to say the same thing, then you can't learn it out. We learn out Tam Ke'ikir from Nazir, according to Rabbanu, that's the only Makar for Tam Ke'ikir. But if you have two Makars or something, so for example, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have Nazir and Chatos that teach us Hetem and Starf L'Isser, so then you can't learn out from Nazir Hetem and Starf L'Isser, because if you did, why do you need the Pasuk and Chatos? So Al Karchach, you can't learn out from there. Now, Gemara wants to know, where do we find Hetem and Starf L'Isser and Chatos? So Gemara says, Nazir, second line from the top, Nazir Ha'damar. Nazir, we know Hetem and Starf L'Isser from Mishras. Chatos Mahi, where do we see that Chatos, Karban Chatos has a din of Hetem and Starf L'Isser? The Tanya learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk in the Torah, Kol Ashiyiga Bibsara Yikdosh. Anything that touches the Basar Chatos becomes Kaddish. Yochal Fil Loi Bala. Maybe just touches it but didn't swallow any taste from it. Tamalim Bibsara. Touched in, it says Bibsara into the Basar. It means it has to get a taste Achiyibla Bibasar until it absorbs it into the Basar. And what does it say in the Pasuk? Yikdosh Liyais Kemoya. It becomes Kaddish, the piece that touched the Chatos becomes like the Chatos, to be exact like the Chatos. Shem Psula, if this Chatos was possible because of pigle or something else, he tefasel. The piece that absorbs the time of the Chatos becomes possible. Then Kshera, if it's kosher, and it's a piece that, let's say, it's a shlomim, the shlomim touched the Chatos, the shlomim have to eat in like a Chatos, which is only eaten one day, one night, and Mashenken shlomim is 2 days. Because it absorbs that time and it gets that din of that time. And like Rashi explains, that it's mashma, even though the whole piece didn't get tam, the whole, let's say, the shlom piece is the piece of meat, it didn't get absorbed the chatas tam around the whole piece of shlom. Still, since only part of it, it's enough that part of it got, became absorbed the tam of the chatas, let's say it's pigle, then even it's only a half a kazayis that got absorbed with pigle juice, if you eat a kazayis of the shlomim, you'll be chayiv because of pigle, because it's like eating half a kazayis pigle and half a kazayis het vasachas. And that's then Hetem Mistarf L'Isser. So Chatas, we have a Hetem Mistarf L'Isser. So according to Rabbi Kiva, since you have Chatas, and those is Shtei Ksuvim Abom Kecha. Freyti Gemara Kasha, Rabban Onami, Nahave Nozir V'Chatas, Shtei Ksuvim Abom Kecha V'Eim Olamdim. So the Gemara's question is, that according to Rabban On, why don't we say that Nozir, which is Tam Ke'ikir, and Chatas maybe also is Tam Ke'ikir, and Shtei Ksuvim Abom Kecha V'Eim Olamdim. Some more answers, Amri, Hanu, Mitzrach, Tzrichi. Because it's not, the Mitzrach, Tzrichi, both of them. I think Mara will explain this. Rabbi Kiva asks back to Rabbanon, my Tzrichi, why, you don't need both Pesukim. Bishlami Kashvachon of a Chatos. If only he said Hetem and Starf, we'll go back to what we just said with Rabbanon, it doesn't make so much sense. Mara said, Nami, I have a Nazvi, Hashtag, Sul, Bon, Kechem, Lamdin. Well, Lachar, we said that one was Chatos, maybe is Hetem and Starf, so we'll talk about that. The Gemara says, Rekiva says, "My tzrichi, why do you need two psukim Nazir and Chatos teach us Hetem Starf L'Isser? Bishlam Mikasach Wana Bechatos. If the Torah only said chatas, I understand that you have to teach me nazir, had to start off with this, so why? You can't learn out things from kachim. But if you can learn out, just say nazir, had to start off with this. So taste chatas, learn chatas from there. And the whole you can learn everything from there. So that's what Rekiva says. Obviously, it's a tshnei shum bom ke'echad. It's an extra pasuk chatos. And since the Torah felt that necessary to give an extra pasuk, teachers het the mustarif l'iser v'chatos. That's megala. That shows us that you cannot learn out het the mustarif l'iser from nazir. So that's our Rekiva shita. Rabbanon amilach mitzvah tzrichi. You need them both. Why? Because chatos lahet the mustarif l'iser. Chatas is coming from Hetam Sarav Lisser. And that's only by Chatas. Why? Because V'chulim Mekachim Legame. You don't know V'chulim Mekachim. Mishras, the Pasuk of Nazir by Mishras, Litein Tam Ke'ikir. That teaches us Tam Ke'ikir. Mekan HaTadon L'chol HaTorah Kula. That teaches us for the Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Kiva holds Taveral Hetam Sarav Lisser. V'chol Shtei Ksum V'am Ke'achor V'chol Shtei Ksum V'achor Eim Olam Dem. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, they're both for Hetam Sarav Lisser. You know Tam Ke'ikir for somewhere else. You know from Guli Nachrim. And therefore, it takes from one kechad, but chos takes from one kechad, em alamdim. So that's the Gemara gives a recap of the sugya. The Rabbi Kiva holds, you have two pesukim of Hetam Sarav L'Isser, and that says that Hetam Sarav L'Isser is a local svara by Nazir and Chatas. How do you know Tam Ke'ikr from Guli Nachrim, from Kasher and Kalim? The Rabbana learn Hetam Sarav L'Isser is by Chatas, and only by Chatas, because you can't learn out from Chatas, because it's Kachim. How do you know Tam Ke'ikr? From Mishras. Why do you learn Tam Ke'ikr from Guli Nachrim? And maybe we should take some von kecha then. And shouldn't we have to learn out Tam Ke'ikr because you have Nazir and Guli Nachrim. What's the tarot? So we had the word yesterday that Rabbanu hold Guli Nachrim can't learn Tam Ke'ikr from Guli Nachrim. Why? It's a chiddush. There's a chiddush you have to cast your kelim because by kelim it's a shtikl pogum. It doesn't taste so good. And still you have to cast your different you can't learn out from the Tam Ke'ikr. So that's why Guli Nachrim is out of the question. And then that's the shtikl recap. Now Rashi has a long Rashi here. And Rashi adds on an extra thing. Rashi says, what about we had a halacha that kuta chabavli, which is a mixture of chametz and other things in a dip. It says Rabbi Yezah holds yichayev a chatos, yichayev malchus v'eat it. And according to Rabbanon, you part it. L'chayra frek Rashi, if you have tam kicker, according to Rashi, tam kicker, the hetes mesapek lis also. So why there don't you have Tam Kicker and should be chayiv according to Rabbanon also? What's behind the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, like Kut Rababli. What's behind that Rabbanon, Rashi asks. Rashi answers, Rabbanon do not hold of Tam Kicker deraisa. The Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Eliezer does not hold of Tam Kicker deraisa. And therefore, by Kut Rababli, you are potter. And that's how Rashi paskins in all of Shas. He paskins that we don't hold Tam Kicker deraisa. We don't pass like Rashi in Shulchan Aruch, but that's Rashi Shita in all Shas, that Tam Kicker is Lav Deraisa. So, Dr. Moravait, Omer Rav Ashi Rav Kano, Elohod the Tanya, it says in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Mekal Ashi Yas, Megefen HaYayin, Mechatsanim, anything that's made with wine and from pits and peels, Vazag, Limeid, it says in the Braisa, you learn from this Pasuk, Al Asuri Nozir, Shem Star from Zeh Mzeh, that Asuri Nozir, you need a shield, say Kazayas, if you eat of peels and pits together, kazayis is enough to be chayiv. Gemara zakasha hashtu Rabbi Kiva isiv ahetam estarfin. If isiv ahetam estarfin, isiv isiv aboyi. How could the half a grape be worse than heter? What's the chiddush? That's mestarf. Amalei isiv ahetav asachas. Isiv ahetav only works if you eat it at one time. Isiv isiv zechazad. The chiddush of mestarfin is if I eat it one after another, half a grape, and then half a grape. And which is less than a shear, and then a pit together will be chayiv im zeh hazev. The chiddush pras will be chayiv. That's the chiddush. That's mustarif leisir. Those things are mustarif leisir. Ad kan the huge sugya of tam ke'ikr. Now we're going to go on and start the new mishnah. Zok the mishnah. Botzek shevisitke areva. You have a little dough. That in those days when they had to make bowls or kalim, they didn't have such good machines, so there was always little cracks and crevices in the bowls. And they used to do is used to fill it up with dough, and the dough got hard, and that protect it's that that's much more pliable the dough, and that you put on the bottom of your you put it into your bowl, and that made the bowl strong. So you have a few fruit bowls in your house, and they have dough in it. So what's the halacha? What happens when it comes Pesach? What do you do? Zok the Mishnah. You have dough in the cracks of your bowl. If there's a kazayis in one place, you have to get rid of it. If not, bottle. Bimuta, it's bottle. And the Gemara will explain. The same din is legabe tuma. In makbir alav chaytis, if you makbir on this dough, then it's chaytis. That means if you want to be tovel it, you have to remove it because it's chatzitz. But if you want the areyu kareva, then it becomes part of the bowl. So it starts with saying v'chein and tuma, then it says about ma'akpada. So that we'll learn already on tomorrow's daf to explain this part of the Mishnah. But the first discussion will be the first part of the Mishnah that says you have dough in the cracks of the bowl. It says if it's a kazayis, you got to get rid of it. If it's not a kazayis, it's batel b'miyuta. So the Gemara is explained, there'll be a few shaynis here. But it's very easy to understand, just you have to keep cheshbon. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo yishanu el makom she'ein asuyin lechazek. This whole halacha, that you have to get rid of it when it's a kazayis, it's only if it's not in a place where you need it to strengthen the bowl. For example, right now the Gemara means on the sides. If the dough is on the sides, so that's not asuyin lechazek, you don't need it mamish to hold the water so water doesn't leak out. If the sides doesn't leak so much. So there, if it's a kazayis, you got to get rid of it. But if it's on the bottom of the keli, on the bottom, on the floor of the keli, that's also the chazek, it's made to hold the water in the chayiv levar. Even if it's a kazayis. Why? Because it's bottle. It's bottle. It's bottle to the keli, even if it's a kazayis. But mechlal, and the diak from this lashon is, the diak is like this, the pachis mekazayis, if it's less than a kazayis, fill mokum shenasun lechazek, even if it's on the walls, in the chayiv levar, you don't have to levar it. Because then it's such a small amount, that there it's bottle there also maybe. Even if it's a small amount, it's bottle, or you could say maybe there's no chiv to mavar less than a kazayis, shal had to learn. But let's say we learn like that, that it's so little, it'll be bottle even then, even if it's not asur l'chazik. So in the first lashon, there's two chidushim. First of all, even a kazayis could be bottle. How? If it's on the bottom, that's number one. Number two chidush is that if it's not a kazayis, then even if it's on the walls, it's still bottle also. That's the two chiddush in the first lashon. Ikid demas la sefer. Some learn this on the sefer. It says mlav that if it's less than kazayis, it's bottle b'muta. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo yishanu amakom asur lechazik. This whole halacha that less than a kazayis is bottle is only if it's on the bottom. Av amakom shein asur lechazik, if it's on the sides, on the defanos, chayav levar, you have to levar even if it's less than a kazayis. So our mishnah says that if it's a kazayis, you have to mevar, and if it's not, it's bottle, it's took on the bottom. Avamokam she'en asuy lechazik, if it's on the sides, on the walls, chayav levar. Mechlal, the kazayis, afil mokam asuy lechazik, but a kazayis, even on the bottom, chayav levar. So there's two chumras in the second lashon. Two chumras. Number one chumra is that a kazayis is never bottle. Even if it's on the bottom of the keli, and it's also lechazik, it's not bottle. Kazayis is never bottle. That's for the second lashon. That's number one. Number two chumra is that a half a kazayis on the wall is not bottle. It's not bottle, only on the bottom. Here there's two chumras over here, the second lashon. First chumra is that kazayis is never bottle. And number two is half a kazayis on the wall is also not bottle. That's two chumras of the second lashon. So the first lashon holds that the kula, like this, that the kazayis in the bottom is bottle, on the funnest is not bottle, and a half a kazayis even on the sides is bottle. Like, for example, for the first lashon, the Mishnah, we talk about this on the defanos. The Mishnah that says, kazayis, you have to envir not this bottle, I mean on the walls. Mashiach, if the second lashon, the Mishnah is talking about dafka on the shula, on the shulayim, on the bottom. And there, even the kazayis is chayav levar. That's two lashonis. The Gemara says there's going to be a brisa like each lashon. Tanya kalishna kama, but and Tanya kalishna basra. There's a brisa like kalishna kama, and a brisa like kalishna basra. Tanya kalishna kama. It's a brayis like the second, like the first lashon, and it says in the brayis like this: Basik shibsit ki areva. You have flour, you have dough in the cracks of the bowl. V'makom asuy lechazek, ein choytzitz ve'ein oiver. Here brings in the tumah part also. If it's on the bottom, the loch is it's not a chatzitza when it comes to be toivel the keli, the gabit tumah ve'ein oiver, and you're also not oiver bal yirah bal yimotzer. There's no iser chiyuv levar, the chiyuv to get rid of it. V'makom she'ein asuy lechazek, which means on the walls, choytzitz. Then there is a chatzitza, however, and it's because it's not bottle when it's a kazayis. Medvar murim be kazayis, dafka by a kazayis. Avo pachas me kazayis, less than a kazayis. Fill umokam shenesu lechazik, which means by the walls, ain't a chaytzitz, ain't oiver. You're not chaytzitz, and you're not oiver. Which means that it's bottle, when it's less exact, it's bottle. And you're not over, you're not chiv levar either. You're not chiv levar either. That's a tanya like the first lashon. They have both kulas, that a kazayis is bottle on the bottom, and a half a kazayis is bottle on the sides, even though it's not asuyon lechazik. So that's one brayse that's a raya to lishta kama.